talk about, you guys have had a lot of turmoil lately and you're still having some success. Can you just tell us what's been going on?
Well, I haven't checked my, I'm scared to check my my phone. Hopefully we don't have another one traded today. It's been the last three games that we've had guys that have been traded, and it's been tough for some of the players to manage it. But we've shown, whether it's last year or this year, a lot of character. We've had injuries all year. We basically never played with our full lineup, and it keeps on going. We're just starting to get used to going through adversity, and our players that have been with us are slowly really showing us that defensively we're a lot more reliable than we were. We worked hard at it, and we look really good in the last month and a half.
What's it do for you as a coach,
changing
plans for the game?
Well, I've always thought that coach's number one attribute has to be adjusting and being able to adjust, whether it's during the game or between games or between periods. And I think it's this is where it has to come in handy. We've adjusted lines, pairings, roles. You know, guys been coming up in the American League, and so it's nothing new today. We've been adjusting for a while now.
Pretty huge game tonight for you guys.
You know what? I was sitting in my room this morning, and I'm saying, this is a big game. I'm thinking, when is it not a big game? We've been saying that every single game since the beginning of the year. You start the year, it's the game opener. It was a big game. You know, second game you play against a divisional rival, it's a big game. Then you play against a top team, it's a big game. So, you know what, it's a league where every single point matters, every game matters, and to me this game is not more or less important than the last game or the game before or the next one. So our approach has been very narrow-minded in terms of who we play and how we got to play and what's coming up. We've been really focusing on today. With a rock climber's mentality of not looking up, not looking down, looking what's right in front of us, and focusing on the task.
What challenges did the Jets give you? Because, like you talked about, they do present some problems for this team, and now you're a little more depleted.
Yeah, you know what? I find they've created a lot of problems for a lot of teams. I think the new NHL is based on, obviously, goaltending has always been the number one asset that every team needs to have. They've got it. But I think the defensive core, all the good teams in the league right now, and the teams that are doing well, whether surprisingly or something you expected, they're all teams who have good defensive core, at least four and sometimes five guys who have mobility, vision, and quick transition, and that's what they've got. I find their biggest strength is on defense. I think they're one of the top teams in the league in terms of their defensive core, and everything originates and stems from that, and they're having success.
Have you seen the reaction, or has it surprised you maybe since the moves that your team has made from the group inside the room? Has that reaction surprised you at all, the way that they've come out and responded?
No, because, well, we were doing that before those, you know, we didn't just win the last three games. I think we've lost two in our last, in regulation, our last 16 or 15 or something like that. What is surprising is that we're able to refocus and reload very, very quick. Because, you know, there's one game that we knew during the day, but it wasn't sure with Kabina. The other one, you know, the players saw one player being taken out as he's going for warm-up. And the other players, you know, one of their really top friends in Downey, who came to the rink, you know, 2 hours before the game when the guys are in the parking lot and all that. So three different scenarios, but the one common reaction was reload and focus on the task, and that's what the players were able to do. So I have a lot of respect for our players. They responded very well. And you know what? The other thing too is, I'm the first guy to trust Steve Yzerman and the plan that he's putting forward right now, and the players that we've got also trust him. So it's tough to manage in the few hours after, but in the long run, we know that it's going to be a plan that that's going to take us closer to what we want to do.
It's got to be demoralizing, though. I mean, on the one hand, management seems to be almost half giving up on this year, and yet you guys are still on the playoffs.
You know what? I always found that everything's a choice in life. And you choose to see one way or you see it the other way. And I always like to, you know, give me 1 or 2 minutes get the slap and get up, and then choose what you want to see in it. And what I see in it is that it's sometimes a step back to take two forward, and it doesn't prevent you from controlling what you can control today. And real quick, we've been able to control what we could control that particular day. And right now, spirits are up, and we have won without those players. And what the toughest part is, yes, the trades, but Vinny LeCavalier, you know, getting injured for a while, for a long time, the same day one of our top six guys gets traded. Those two things coupled make it way bigger to digest than just the trade itself. Yes, that's huge. I mean, he's a captain. He's a big guy. We're not a big team. You know, he's had 20-some goals this year. He's had very timely goals. It makes it very tough for the opponent to match two different lines when he's there. Whereas now, you know, we're trying to put our best offensive players together, but mainly on one line. So it's a lot easier on your own road for the other teams to match those players. So it makes a big difference for us.
What's Bergeron doing?
Bergeron, well, he's not here, that's for sure. It's not looking like he's coming back yet. No.
Is there any